Out and about in Western agriculture. When the state announced groundwater management protocols in 2014, they coined the phrase sustainable groundwater management. Local water agencies have either been elected or formed to come up with groundwater plans that will effectively manage dwindling basins around the state. That statewide decision came down in 2014 and has put a timetable on local groups to do so. Kings River Conservation District General Manager David Orth said a lot of people are still confused about the language in that announcement, and he explained what sustainable groundwater management really means at a recent agribusiness conference.
Well, sustainable groundwater management was defined by the legislature in the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act of 2014, and it essentially says that local agencies should establish the use of groundwater in such a way that it doesn't create undesirable results. Undesirable results are further defined in the law to define or to describe chronic conditions of overdraft, unacceptable levels of water quality degradation, subsidence, or seawater intrusion, for example. So it'll be up to the local agencies to look at those factors and decide how much groundwater can be used over a long period of time to avoid those undesirable results in those areas.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.